President Obama is traveling in Colorado and Texas today. Colorado is home to one of the most competitive Senate races this year between Democratic incumbent Mark Udall and Republican Cory Gardner. At an outdoor rally in Denver this morning, the president said there is a lot on the line.
So far this year, Republicans in Congress have blocked or voted down every serious idea to strengthen the middle class. They've said no to raising the minimum wage. They said no to fair pay legislation so that women are getting paid the same as men for doing the same work.
In the Colorado Senate race, Senator Udall is placing a big bet on women's votes. He is highlighting last week's Supreme Court ruling about access to birth control. NPR Scott Horsley sent this story from Denver about the president's visit and about the fight for women's votes in Colorado.
President Obama was introduced at this morning's rally by Alex Dooley, who works at an upholstery company in Colorado. She'd written to Obama to thank him for urging employers to boost their workers' pay in his State of the Union address.
After his speech, my pay was increased to $10.10 an hour. Right? I thought that was pretty cool, too.
Obama frequently notes that women make up a disproportionate share of low-wage workers in this country. Political consultant Craig Hughes says women also carry extra weight at the ballot box.
Winning that women's vote and winning it decisively is without question the key to winning here in Colorado.
4 years ago, Hughes managed Colorado Senator Michael Bennett's re-election campaign, and a double-digit advantage with women helped Bennett win a squeaker in what was a tough year for Democrats. This year, Democratic Senator Mark Udall is hoping to repeat that play. Hughes says Udall may have gotten a boost from last week's Supreme Court ruling in the Hobby Lobby case.
The issue of choice and a woman's ability to make her own medical decisions is not new to Colorado, and it is something that has been, without question, a very important voting issue.
Udall argues the Supreme Court got it wrong when it ruled Hobby Lobby and other companies with religious objections don't have to include contraceptive coverage in their workplace health policies. Udall wrote an op-ed for the Denver Post saying birth control should not be your boss's business. And he underscored that point in an interview with Denver's Fox 31 TV station.
Women ought to make decisions based on their beliefs, not the beliefs of their employers. It's that simple.
2 years ago, Obama's reelection campaign also highlighted birth control in Colorado, and the president carried the state with 60% of the unmarried women's vote. In 2014, though, polls show most Coloradans disapprove of the president's job performance, and Republicans see an opening to pick up a Senate seat here if Udall's challenger, Cory Gardner, can avoid alienating women voters. Gardner has backed away from his earlier endorsement of personhood proposals here in Colorado, which could restrict some forms of birth control. When Fox 31 asked Gardner about the Hobby Lobby decision, he qualified his support.
I think for people who want to stand up for religious freedom and want to stand up for First Amendment rights, I think it's a step in the right direction. But I also think that's why we've come forward with solutions on the issue of birth control.
Gardner wrote his own op-ed for the Denver Post, arguing birth control pills should be available without a prescription. He noted that over-the-counter drugs are often cheaper than insurance company copays, though under Obamacare, most insurance policies are required to cover birth control with no copay. For now, at least, Obamacare's birth control provisions seem to be a bigger political asset than the president who pushed for them. Even as he champions the health care law's protections, Udall opted not to appear alongside Obama at his public speech today in Colorado. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Denver.